is this the first time you feel you're going to training camp? Do you think they have a legitimate chance to start?
I do. Shoot, as well as 7-8 other guys in the room right now, because every position's open, and hopefully I get a chance to actually get that starting spot.
Has that been verbalized to you guys, with somebody, you know, somebody said every starting job is open?
Yes. They told us nothing's set in stone. Everybody has to work. They say when they show us the depth chart that it can change any day, that we dictate how the depth chart goes. So if one person has a great day, he might be going with the ones. Person slips up a little bit, he might be going with the twos or threes. So you just have to know your stuff and go out there and perform.
A lot of times coaches say that. You know, they always want to say, you know, jobs are here to be won. But you kind of know. You know, when Boley was here, he was going to start. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, usually, sometimes you know all three spots.
I'd say that's more so in the past now, because obviously we do have some guys that were mainly special teams players last year, such as myself and Mark Kerslake. Some guys have been hobbled by injuries, such as Keith and Aaron Curry. So the days of etched in stone linebacker positions going into training camp is gone for us for right now.
Is that good for you?
I'd say it's good, because that just brings opportunity.
You guys feel like, man, there's a void to fill, though, with Michael and Chase being gone?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We know Chase was the commander of the defense. He was able to create calmness and chaos. Whether the offense is doing switches, changes motions, he was the man to look to get the right call. Boley was a more athletic one, and we just know since they're gone, we're just going to pick up the slack.
It's kind of funny, because when you guys came in as rookies, everybody told the stories about how everyone just kept talking about Chase. And now here you are talking about Chase.
It's funny, because the legend came and gone. I got to see a glimpse of him, and unfortunately he's gone. He's with another team right now, but I'm glad I was able to see his teachings for a year and a half and trying to internalize that and bring it out to the field today.
Mark said, you know, that was the biggest thing that he got from Chase, that he learned how to learn.
Exactly. We learned how to, different ways to watch film, different ways to learn, and just the overall, just get the playbook down. We still talk to Chase to this day. I talked to him last week and just told him good luck in camp and everything, so I wish him the best.
Is this a good time for you in your career, do you think, to, you know, get starting job? You know, it's like you kind of wait a little bit, you learn the ropes, you get bigger, you do all those kind of things.
Yeah, I'd say going into my third year, I do feel like it's time for me to take more of a leadership role in the defense. Obviously, I played special teams the majority of last year, but going into this year, I do have a chance to start. I'm going into my third year. I'm an undrafted player, so potentially next year the Giants can decide if they want to keep me or not. So this is a great platform.
You confident in you know, your ability to do that?
I think I'm confident. Yeah. Spent the whole offseason training with some great guys, learning some great tips, just sticking my head in the playbook like I've been saying. So I think it's a great moment.
Are you lighter?
Huh?
Are you lighter?
We're doing that 245.
So it's the same.
I'm about 2 or 3 pounds heavier. I fluctuate between 242 and 245, so that's my normal playing weight.
Would you come here as a rookie? What
with weight? 236.
Yeah.
235, 236.
Yeah. With so much competition, do you guys find a way to keep it light still in that meeting room?
It's always light.
Yeah.
There's nobody trying to go after each other, trying to give people the wrong information. If somebody has a question, we can all come together and ask it and answer. So there's nobody trying to go behind somebody's back or just trying to shortchange somebody. That we all know there's three positions up, but you can't let that affect friendships. So at the end of the day, the coaches make decisions.
It's kind of a strange situation where, you know, you talked about how nothing's etched in stone, but you have guys who are some of the most highly talented linebackers coming out of college, and you have undrafted guys like you and Mark, and you're all sort of competing for the same. That doesn't happen for you.
Yeah, I mean, There's a joke going on in our room that either you're a first rounder or you're an undrafted player. Mm-hmm. And Jaquan's hovering in the middle.
He's closer to you.
Yeah. But for the most part, it just comes down to how you play on the field. All that stuff, first round is everything that's in the past. And now those guys are a couple years removed from college, as are we, so it's just how well do we know this defense now.
And everyone's fairly similar in age, right?
We are.
You know,
we
there's are. No real old guy, there's no...
I think Keith and Dan are the oldest at 27, 28 years old. But we joke around because myself, Mark, and Jaquan, we're the oldest players with the Giants, and we're only going into our third year, so there's a lot of overhaul going on in linebacker right now.